Let's begin this grammar fun with a little bit of a phonetic warm-up, which is a tongue twister. If this is not your first time listening, you're probably used to this already. Every tongue twister, or sholilingo, but I say tongue twister, has a sound, which means every tongue twister is done for a particular sound for you to practice in English language. This particular tongue twister is for sound R. It's a difficult tongue twister, even though it's short, because you don't have an R sound in Italian like we do in English. All right, so first listen to me pronounce it, and then we're going to try and pronounce every word, then a couple words, then the whole tongue twister. Ideally, you will pause and repeat it at least twice or three times. It might sound silly, but it actually is helping you to pronounce English words better and to get you started in English thinking mode. So before you do any grammar, always do a couple of tongue twisters, kind of like a warm-up, right? When you go for a run or you go to play soccer, you always need to do a little bit of warm-up, not to tear your muscles, right? And this is the same thing with the English language. You always need to do a little bit of a warm-up before you can actually jump in and study. Okay, listen up, here it goes. Roy the Warrior and Roger the Warrior were reared wrongly in a rural brewery. All right, every time I pronounce this in class, everyone's like, what? Okay, let's understand what it says. Roy and Roger are names. Rear, to be reared means to bring up, right? Crescere. We're reared wrongly in a bad way, in a rural, so local, outside of the city. Brewery. Brewery is a place where they make beer. So birreria, right? Okay, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but for pronunciation's sake, it's perfect. Okay, so let me stop after each word so you can pronounce, okay? Roy the Warrior and Roger the Warrior were reared wrongly in a rural brewery. All right, let's do it again. Roy the Warrior and Roger the Warrior were reared wrongly in a rural brewery. Let's do it a little faster. Roy the Warrior and Roger the Warrior were reared wrongly in a rural brewery. Okay, perfect. Today we begin with a difficult tense in English, which is present perfect. It's not as difficult as conditional is, for example, but it is difficult because in Italian you don't have a tense like that. So when we use present perfect in Italian, I could use two tenses. I could use passato prossimo, I could use presente, but I think the best way to learn a foreign language, to learn English, let's speak about English, is to never translate into Italian. Don't think in Italian terms, because if you think about Italian grammar, you're not going to be able to understand English grammar. So when you want to understand English grammar, just think in terms of English. So when I say we use it for a time that starts in the past and is still true now, don't think, oh, wait, what do I say in Italian? Don't think about that, because you don't say anything in Italian. Just think about, okay, well, this is how it is, and this is what I should do. All right. So present perfect. As I just mentioned, when do we use it before we even jump into grammar? When do we use it? It's a time that started in the past, and it's still true now. So a lot of times, 90%, it's not finished, right? So, for example, I have just had coffee. How do we form present perfect? Well, of course, it's not an easy form either, because we need to know all the forms of the verbs. But I feel like I've been saying this throughout my adolescence. So you need to have verbs down. You need to understand the verbs before you can jump into the present perfect. So if you don't know your forms of the verbs, pause this lesson, go back to the lesson that says past simple and irregular verbs, and study, study, study. All right, but if you do, let's jump in. So the formula for this tense is subject plus auxiliary have for I, you, we, they, or has for he, she, it. So in a sense, it is a present tense, and that's as in all present tenses in English. We need that S for the third person singular. So in this case, it's the auxiliary that takes the form of the S, and it becomes has. Plus the third form of the verb, of irregular verbs, or ED for regular verbs. So, for example, I have just had my coffee, or I have just had lunch. How do we ask a question in present perfect? Well, it's pretty simple, because all you need to do is you need to flip the auxiliary with the subject. So, I have just had lunch. Have you just had lunch? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Or, she has just had a haircut. Has she just had a haircut? Yes, she has. No, she hasn't. Some examples. Tom is looking for his key. He can't find it. He has lost his key. He has lost his key means he lost it recently and he still doesn't have it. So the situation is still true. He have, has, lost is the present perfect simple. So I, we, you, they use auxiliary have plus the third form, for example, finished, lost, done, been, and he, she, it use auxiliary has. So as in he apostrophe s, that would be abbreviation with the third form of any verb. The present perfect simple is have, has, plus past participle, or the third form of the verb, which is so much easier to remember. The past participle often ends in ed, finished, decided, but many important verbs are irregular, lost, done, written. You have the list of irregular verbs in your Moodle. Just scroll up to, I think, past simple and irregular verbs, and I uploaded that list for you. When we say that something has happened, that is usually new information. Oh, I've cut my finger. Actually, I remember this was in one of the exam questions last semester, and you had to choose which tense to put, and a lot of people made a mistake, but I've cut my finger is the correct answer, because it's still true now for us English speakers. It's a thing that happened around present, right? It happened in the past, but it's still true now. The road is closed. There has been an accident. Oh, from the news, police have arrested two men in connection with the robbery. When we use the present perfect, there's a connection with now. The action in the past has a result now. Where's your key? Oh, I don't know. I've lost it. I don't have it now. So there's a connection with now, right? He told me his name, but I've forgotten it. I can't remember it now. Is Sally here? No, she's gone out. She's out now. I can't find my bag. Have you seen it? Do you know where it is now? Note the difference between gone to and been to. James is on holiday. He has gone to Italy. He's there now or on his way there. Jane is back home now. She has been to Italy. She has now come back. She has been means she's came back. Gone means they're still there. It's pretty simple. I think it's the same in Italian. You can use the present perfect with just, already, and yet. And the as we've spoken before, each tense has a indicator, right? So when you look at your exam paper, you know which tense to insert based on the indicators that are there written down in your sentences. So for example, just, already, yet, and never, ever are clear indicators of present perfect. Because just, already, yet presuppose that something happened in the immediacy of this moment. As in, As for never and ever, those are the experiences. And for experiences, we always use present perfect because even though they happened in the past, they're still true now. For example, I have never jumped with a parachute. It was true yesterday and still true now. Probably it's going to be true tomorrow. So, okay, let's continue. You can use the present perfect with just, already, and yet. Just is a short time ago. Are you hungry? No, I've just had lunch. Right? I have just had lunch. Hello, have you just arrived? So we use already, so we use just to explain something that happened a short time ago. All right, the next indicator of present perfect is already. We use already to say that something happened sooner than expected. Don't forget to pay your electricity bill. I've already paid it. I have already paid it. So I did it before you actually told me or before you asked me to. Okay. So let's do it again. We use already to say that something happened sooner than expected. What time is Mark leaving? He's already left. He has already left. I was expecting him to leave in 10 minutes, but unfortunately he has already left. And yet. Yet means until now. Yet shows that the speaker is expecting something to happen. Use yet only in questions and negative sentences. For example, has it stopped raining yet? I've written the email, but I haven't sent it yet. All right, something that hasn't happened until now. You can also use the past simple. Did, went, had, etc. In examples on this, on the what I just read to you. So you can say, is Sally here? No, she went out. Or no, she's gone out. Are you hungry? No, I just had lunch. Or no, I've just had lunch. Okay. If you imagine present perfect written down on a timeline, you will have past on the left, and present in the on the right. And the action would begin on your left and travel all the way to your right. So this is something you must understand, something that is completely different from Italian. That in action, that the begin in the past is still true now. And this is when we use present perfect, as opposed to past simple, which we will later see, because past simple is an action that finished in the past. Very good. So I ate lunch 2 hours ago. Ago is a clear indicator of something that finished in the past. Or as opposed to I have just had lunch. An action that started in the past, say an hour ago, and is still true now. It has an effect on the present because I just put my spoon down. This is present perfect. Okay? All right, let's jump into exercises. The exercises is the page that I always upload with the old audiobook, audio lessons here. So before you start the lesson, open that PDF that is out there, and that says exercises, 7.1. And if you have the Murphy book, which I highly, highly recommend, it's on page 15, unit 7, present perfect 1. All right, let's see what the exercise say. If you don't have the book, just follow. Read the situations and write sentences. Use the following verbs in the present perfect. Arrive, break, fall, go up, grow, improve, lose. Now, when they say use the verbs in the present perfect, what do they mean? They mean to use the verbs in the third form, correct. Every time you look at a verb, the first thing for you to understand is to figure out is it a regular or is it an irregular verb? So if it's a regular verb, I'm going to add ed. If it's an irregular verb, I'm going to use the third form of the verb. Okay. First example. Tom is looking for his key. He can't find it. Tom has lost his key. Okay. So what we're going to do here, we're going to write things in present perfect. I'm going to read the sentence and then I'm going to leave you a few minutes to write down a sentence as if we were in a classroom. So I'm going to wait for you to do that. There are pauses on purpose in these audio lessons. So you use these pauses to finish the exercise. So don't just listen to this class. Participate. repeat things and write things down, okay? All right, so I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to read the second sentence and then see what happens. Lisa can't walk Lisa can't walk and her leg is in plaster. Lisa, and then you have to finish. I'm going to give you a minute and a half. Let's go. Remember to choose one of the verbs written on the top and put them in the third form. Okay, 30 more seconds. Okay, Lisa can't walk and her leg is in plaster. Lisa has, good, because Lisa is third person singular. And then we choose a verb, which is break. Break, broke, broken, which is a third form. So Lisa has broken her leg. Okay, number three. Last week, the bus fare was £1.80. Now it's £2. The bus fare, take a minute. All right. Last week, the bus fare was £1.80. Now it's £2. The bus fare has, because the bus fare has grown. Grow, grew, grown. Is that what you guys have? Maria's English wasn't very good. Now it is better. Her English, take a minute to decide. Has improved. All right. Her English has, because she has as a she, so we use auxiliary has. Improve is a regular verb, therefore we add ed. Okay, let's continue. Number five. Dan didn't have a beard before. Now he has a beard. Dan. Let's give you a few seconds. Okay, Dan didn't have a beard before, now has a beard. Dan has, because Dan is a he. Grow is the verb we're going to use. We need to figure out three forms. So grow, grew, grown. Dan has grown a beard. Okay, number six. This morning I was expecting a letter. Now I have it. The letter, take a minute. That's right. The letter has, because letter is it, ends in it, the letter has arrived. Okay, and arrive, of course, is a regular verb, so we add ed. And last but not least, number seven. The temperature was 20 degrees, now it is only 12. The, take a minute to decide. All right, the temperature was 20 degrees, now it is only 12. The temperature, or so it, right, the temperature has, because the temperature is an it, so we use auxiliary has. We use the verb go, better phrasal verb, go up, right? Phrasal verb means a verb with a preposition. A lot of times a phrasal verb has a different meaning. So a preposition and the verb has a different meaning from the actual verb. In this case, it's true because go has the meaning of movement in a certain direction, whereas go up means increase. All right, so the temperature has gone up. Go went gone, gone up. All right, was this easy for you to understand? Did you make any mistakes? All right, you can always pause and go back. I tried to explain everything in minor details so you can understand, because what happens in classroom is everyone's doing the exercise together, and then we can, you know, we can ask each other questions, so it's easier to understand. Whereas in this form of communication, it's only me talking, so I have to guess what kind of questions you might have, just from the many years of experience that I have in teaching this. So I'm trying to explain everything in tiniest detail as possible. All right. So when sometimes you think, oh man, I just understood that, you don't need to say it. Maybe you understood that, but some students have trouble with it. So that's why I'm trying to explain everything clearly. All right, let's move on to exercise 7.2. Put in bean or gone. Remember the difference between bean or gone. Bean means someone has returned, and gone means someone is not here yet. Okay, number one is an example, so I'm going to read it to you. James is on holiday. He's gone to Italy. Means he's still in Italy. Number two. Hello, I've just to the shops. I bought lots of things. Take a minute to decide. All right, hello, I've just been to the shops, correct. I bought a lot of things. The fact that she's saying that she has bought a lot of things means that she has already come back, right? So we don't say I've just gone to the shops because otherwise she would still be in the shops. So the answer is I've just been to the shops. All right, number three, Alice isn't here at the moment. She's blank to the shop to get a newspaper. Take a minute. Okay, Alice isn't here at the moment. She's gone to the shop to get a newspaper. The fact that the first statement kind of gave it away, right? She isn't here means she's gone. If she's come back, it's been. Okay, let's continue. Number four, Tom has blank out. He'll be back in about an hour. Take a minute to decide. Okay, Tom has gone out, he'll be back in an hour, right? Again, he is out, me, so it's gone. Number five, which is the last exercise for last sentence for this exercise. Are you going to the bank? No, I've already blank to the bank. Blank to the bank. I'm gonna give you a minute to decide. Okay. Are you going to the bank? No, I've already gone to the bank. I've already been to the bank. Sorry, just testing. So I've already been to the bank means you already came back. Okay, I think this one was a pretty easy exercise. Let's continue.